Remembering Tina Turner. What's Love Got to Do with It? By Peter McCosser. She was iconic and a queen who represented power and an inspiration to many a woman. The word icon is thrown around willy-nilly a lot these days, but the charismatic singer of explosive power was the epitome of all that, a bright shining star, and more. The earth-shaking singer whose rasping vocals, sexual magnetism and explosive energy made her an unforgettable live performer, and one of the most successful recording artists of all time. The legendary pop star, soulful singer and electric performer, Tina Turner, who was born. Died in May this year at the age of 83 at her home in Küsnacht, Switzerland, near Zurich, leaving behind an indelible legacy that spanned decades across the music world, the stage, and the screen. Tina Turner, who was born Anna Mae Bullock on November 26, 1939, in Brownsville, Tennessee, northeast of Memphis, spent her earliest years on the Poindexter farm in Nutbush, where she sang in the Spring Hill Baptist Church choir. The impeccable Tina Turner was widely hailed in the 1960s for her dynamic performances with her first husband, Ike. She became a sensation as a recording artist, often echoing her personal struggles in her songs. She embarked on her half-century career in the late 1950s, while still attending high school, when she began singing with Ike Turner and his band, the Kings of Rhythm. At first, she was only an occasional performer, but she soon became the group's star attraction, and Mr. Turner's wife. With her potent, bluesy voice and her frenetic dancing style, she made an instant impression. She became the people's favorite. Their ensemble, soon renamed the Ike and Tina Turner Review, became one of the premier touring soul acts in black venues on the so-called Chitlin' Circuit. In the context of today's show business, Tina Turner must be the most sensational professional on stage. Ralph J. Glisson, the influential jazz and pop critic for the San Francisco Chronicle, wrote in 1969, "She comes on like a hurricane. She dances and twists and shakes and sings, and the impact is instant and total." After she escaped the marriage in her 30s, her career faltered. However, her solo album, Private Dancer, released in 1984, returned her to the spotlight and lifted her into the pop stratosphere. Tina Turner became a worldwide phenomenon in 1988. She appeared before about 180,000 people at the Maracana Stadium in Rio de Janeiro, breaking a record for the largest paying audience for a solo artist. After her 24/7 tour in 2000 sold more than $100 million in tickets, Guinness World Records announced that she had sold more concert tickets than any other solo performer in history. Her legacy lives on, forever.